Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 14th. We just opened the grains, a little bit lower here. Corn's down 2, 656. Wheat's down 2 and 3 quarters at 811, but that's already 6 cents off its lows. Beans down 10 cents at 1440. The oil's down, bean oil's down 108 ticks, but the meal's up 350. Crude oil is down 123 and the dollar is up 74 to start the week. The market's a little disappointed in the beans that we didn't see any Chinese buying. Usually before these kind of summits, the Chinese, as a goodwill gesture, buy some beans. We didn't see that. Market wasn't too impressed that they didn't buy anything. And we opened a little bit lower than people thought. Tomorrow we're going to get the NOPA crush. 184.5 million bushels is what they're looking for. There hasn't been any deal yet between the Russians and Ukrainians, but the Russians claim that the discussions are fairly constructive. What I take away is that Putin's probably going to say something like the talks aren't going well at some point, get the wheat market to rally, and then is going to sell it one more time before he makes a deal. The Saudis bought 1 million metric tons of wheat. I didn't see anything that said they bought American wheat. The market isn't acting like it bought any U.S. wheat, so I don't know. We'll have to see. We're getting good rains in Brazil and Argentina. If you want to know how good the rains are, just look at a coffee chart. Coffee's gone from, I think, 235 down to 163 in the last month and a half, and I think that's a direct indication of the rains are pretty good down there. For the rest of the week, we've got 10 o'clock export inspections. We'll have crop ratings at 3 o'clock. We'll get the commitment of traders. It should have come out yesterday, or excuse me, on Friday. They delayed it for some reason until today. But overall, you know, we're heading into Thanksgiving week next week. I don't expect a whole lot of action. Doesn't look like there's anything positive coming out of the President Xi, President Biden meetings, though. It went okay. China says they're not planning on invading Taiwan imminently, whatever that means. But it seemed like the talks went fairly well, except no agreements on the grain business. So I think we're kind of where we've been here. If the crude oil breaks and the dollar rallies, we'll probably see some lower prices out here. If the dollar continues lower over the week, then we'll see probably some higher prices out here. But overall, I think, you know, looking at these crops in Brazil, I think the Chinese are going to try to wait it out and get cheaper supplies after the first of the year. Every day that goes by that we don't see the exports, it's kind of a knock on the grains. So we're going to get a fair amount of economic news this week, but I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on the grain markets. So I think we've got to watch the dollar and crude oil to get really what the direction of these markets are going to be this week. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.